You're using your time well. There's so much to get into the sugya. So, so rich. And there are, as was on display this morning during morning Seder, there's so many different angles to go. And the truth is, this Amud of Gemara, the Avdala Beis and Sukkah, intertwines with Gemaras and Parakas Zorik, intertwines with Gemaras in the first Parak of Shabbat, intertwines with Gemaras and Erevin. There's a lot, and intertwines with later on. Tosfot raises, particularly Rav Solovtsev, is very, very, very rich. I want to return our attention to the Gemara itself. To the Gemara itself. Again, there are two major chunks in our Gemara. As we saw, in theory, they're unrelated. Because in theory, the beginning of what we looked yesterday is the end of the list of Piskei Dinim, which is the end of the Gemara that relates to our Mishnah. And then the Gemara is done, and now now that we've discussed the line in our Mishnah known as that discussion ends at the two dots at the top of the Dalam Beis after the Bona Ba'amud. Now, already before going to the next line of the Mishnah, let's have a shot of the Tari around the Brisa, Tana Rabbanan. But, as we saw, there's a lot of interplay. Right? So let's remember where we're at, and then I want to dig into the time we have. I'm sorry, it's shorter. at least think about the Rambam and maybe think about Reb Chaim's problem, very nuanced problem with the Rambam. So again, the first piece of the Gemara before the two dots on the top of Dalam Beis, the Gemara presented a machlokas Abaye and Rava, or as some guys pointed out, a havamin of Abaye, and that's the language of Tosim Aschel Savar seems to highlight perhaps that Abaye is havamina, maybe change his mind. But certainly Abaye, or maybe not, but at least Abaye had suggested that we should say good asik on the amud. I have an amud that's gavoa asara tfachim and rachav zayin, or rachav zayin ramashu, right? So maybe I should, even though there are no walls that extend above the floor surface of the sukkah, but since there are walls down below, I should be able to say good asik and pull them, extend them upward, and now I have my sach above, and I have my sukkah. Zak Rava, that's absolutely unacceptable. Because what? Because you need Mechitzas Nikaras. Right? It's so beautiful, Ram. You need Mechitzas Nikaras. The Tosfos Rid says it, by the way, as well. And he says it even more dramatically. He says, if you need Tzchach, Sukkah needs Tzchach, needs Tzchacha. So it's almost like the fact you need Tzchach, Tzchach means protection, shade, protection. So it makes sense that Sukkah actually has to be after physical, something surrounding it. Shabbos, you don't need tzuchacha, you just need mechitzas. That's maybe a dramatic phrasing of the idea of Chaim had drawn from, Reb Chaim had drawn in Hilchah Shabbos that we had seen earlier in the round about dofen for sukkah versus mechitzah for Shabbos. That sounds like what's going on here as well. Okay, so Rava says, Lamasa, we're not going to say good asik to yimachshir the sukkah. We would say good asik by Shabbos. We would not say good asik for the sukkah. And then the Gemara has a machlokas. Gemara has a machlokas. What? Gemara has a machlokas. Gemara has a machlokas tanaim and a machlokas amoraim, how to interpret the machlokas atanaim. Right? Machlokas atanaim, the Brice and the Tanaim Rabbanan, about the sukkah with poles without walls. You have poles holding up the schach, but you don't have any walls extending upward. Rachel Yaakov says it's fine. Chum says it's not fine. And we had seen a big kachin in the Gemara of Huna, Rav Nachman, how to read Rav Nachman, how to read Rav Huna. What's the case? There are two ways to think about that. What's clear is that there are up to two different ways to interpret that Bryce, that the Amoraim are entertaining. I had mentioned the third, which the Gemara does not entertain. That maybe Yaakov doesn't kick the walls. That's very off the table. Even if Yaakov has to hold the walls. But maybe the walls are hiding. Where are the walls hiding? So the Gemara has two suggestions. Either the case of the Brisa is Sfas Hagag. The poles are aligned with the corners, or at least the walls, the edges of the roof, so that the schach is lined up with the walls down below of the house. I'm saying, the question is, am I saying good asik or not? And that's the machlokas of Yaakov Nachum. Yaakov says, yes, we say good asik. Rechav say, no, we don't say good asik. That's one way to look at interpret the Brisa. The other way to interpret the Brisa is, no,
It's not El Sfas Agag. It might even be Be'emtza Agag or Ba'aretz. Nothing to do with Barasik. If Yaakov has another way of being machshir the sukkah, even though where are the walls hiding? Not that the walls are hiding down below, the walls are hiding in the poles. That's what the Gemara goes on to say explicitly later on. Right? The Gemara quoted a brisa to attack Ravuna. The Gemara quoted a brisa, a second brisa, Machlokes Yaakov and the Chachamim, where it's explicit that it's ba'aretz, that there's no walls below, it's just holes stuck into solid soil, flat solid soil. So where are your walls? Not based on Gudasik. That's the brisa that the Gemara then gives you more explicitly after the two dots. Tana Rabbana, Noat Arba Kundesin Ba'aretz, the Sika Chagaban, I have four poles in a square or rectangle in the soil. I put Tzrach on top, Rabbi Yaakov says it's kosher. So here, this is like sort of a third version where the Brisa actually gives me the explanation. Rabbi Yaakov says, Ro'in, Kol Shil Yechakaku Ve'echolku, Ishmael, Tefach Lakam, Tefach Lakam, Nidom Rishim Diomed. Rabbi Yaakov says, forget about Gudasik. If the pole is thick enough, that I could carve, if I wanted to, I could carve away some of the wood and end up with like an L-shaped bracket, a tefach this way, a tefach that way, like the idea of Pasei Beros. I have the four brackets at the corners, so it gives me an outline of mechitzas. That's good enough. If the poles are wide enough, thick enough, that I could carve into, I could carve out a tefach by tefach bracket like this, so then that's the price at the bottom. Nidon Meshum Diomed Yaakov, so that's fine. If the poles are too skinny, then not. Shai Rav Yaakov Omer, Diyom De Sukkah Tefach. Rav Yaakov held that I can make a sukkah that way. I don't have to have full walls, just have to have Diyomdim, these L-shaped brackets at the corners. Rav Yaakov said, number one, that's fine. And number one, he said, even if it's not actually L-shaped, it's a big, thick pole, but I could have made it L-shaped. And that's the joke they say about, they asked the sculptor, how do you, you built such a beautiful horse and rider. You sculpted it out of a block of marble. How do you do that? He said, well, you start with a block of marble, and you take away anything that doesn't look like a horse and rider. Obviously, it's a little more complicated than that. So, but if Yaakov says, once I hold that the Yomed is acceptable, Yomdim are acceptable as my defanas ha-sukkah, I can even just have big, thick poles that if I carve away everything that doesn't look like a Yomed, we left with a Yomed. Right? So that's, that is the position of Yaakov. And the Gemara says, definitely Gemara comes to Maskana. We reject where Rav Huna said that Rav Yaakov wouldn't be machshir in that case. That case is Machlokas Rav Yaakov and the Chacham. Even Ba'aretz, without any Gudasik, Be'emtza Hagag, Rav Yaakov holds it could be kosher just based on the poles themselves if they're thick enough. And how about the other case? The first suggestion we had made about Sfas Hagag. So that's where it gets dicey. Right? The Gemara definitely said, in attacking Rav Huna, the Gemara said, you know, it's not 100% clear lemaskana whether that's a machlokas or not. In attacking Rav Huna. But how about Rav Nachman? So that's what you saw. Well, our Gemara presents it as an open question about that as well. And as you saw, the Rambam says that that case is kosher. Rambam Paschal Lachal Maisa, Sefas Hagag is kosher. Rabbam says, Em Tzagag is no good, we pass like the Chachamim. Very nice, Rabbi Yaakov says it's okay, we don't pass like Rabbi Yaakov. Yaakov Rabbi Lachach Rabbam, while Sva Tzagag is kosher. And the, you saw the Ravid says, what do you mean? The Gemara says, the Bayit is a Teku. We're not sure if Nachman held about that. And you saw that the Rush and the Ran and the Magen Mishnah, they all say, no, but there's a Girsus HaGaonim flowing around, which Rabbam apparently adopted. And the Magen Mishnah explains why he thinks it's a very, very appealing girsa to say, to leave out that holy bayah. To say, there Rav Nachman said, it's a machlokas, the emtza agag, the sfas agag, it holds kosher. Period. End of story. It accords well, and Maram is yesterday, we read to the Gemara, the end of the Gemara with the attack on Rav Huna, Magen Mishnah says explicitly, works a lot more smoothly if you have this girsas agon. Okay, let's encapsulate where we just were. Let's take it a step further. I'll be glad to take questions as well. Let's encapsulate where we just were. We have a Gemara. The Gemara has a machlokas tanoim. What's the story with poles without walls? Dal kundesin. Could that be kosher or not? So Rabbi Yaakov said yes. Chacham said no. What case are they talking about is a good question. Right? So it's clear by the end, by the time all the dust settles in the Gemara, Rahuna is a tosav in terms of Emes Ha'agag. And then the Brice goes two Brices. So the Brice number two and then Brice number three, the Tana Rabban at the end, it's clear there Yaakov held that even Be'emes Ha'agag is a machlokas. Right? He says explicitly this whole Diumid idea. Fine. Okay, so that's clear. It's clear that the halacha l'maisa we didn't accept it because he passed the chacham. The open question in the Gemara, certainly open b'das Rav Huna, and it's going to argue even open b'das Rav Nachman, is what's the status of Sfas Hagag? Did Rav Nachman think that even the chachamim hold that kundesim al Sfas Hagag are acceptable or not? Yeah. Yeah, one second. So the Rambam seems to have had this. So many Rishonim say, look, it's all a teiku of Nachman. We're not sure. It's a din daraisa, sof daraisa l'chumra. We would be machmir on the what's it called. Yeah. We would be machmer on the teiku. The Rambam is not. Why? Because after all, the Machmer Mishnah says, the Rosh says, the Ran says, no, because the Rambam had different gears. They didn't have this whole Ibai of the Gemara. Now, Reb Chaim leaves us with the following kasha. I'll leave you for now with the following kasha to chew over. You might like the kasha, you might not like the kasha. Reb Chaim points out that the Rambam becomes a little difficult to deal with because how do you make sense of the two pieces of Gemara together? In other words, the top Gemara said, Rava says there's no good asik. Mechitzas nikaras. There's no mechitzas nikaras, right? Sukkah, there's no good asik. Later on, so, and that's what he quotes. If you open a Rambam, let's take a look inside. Let's not just talk in the loft. Let's take a look inside. Open up a Rambam. Perek Dalet. Halacha Yud Dalet. All the Itztava cases. Halacha Yud Dalet. You have the Itztava the Emsa, Itztava Min Atzad, Itztava in the middle. Finally, Bana Ba'amud, the end of Halach Yedalad, Yesh Ba'hechshor Sukkah, Psul. You build an Amud, a pole, right, a pillar. That's what we spoke about at the top of the Amud, the Machlok Sabayin Rabba. It has Hechshor Sukkah, no good. Why? She'ein Eil Mechitzes Nikaros. No Mechitzes Nikaros, right? B'nimtz Al Gav Amud, Tzchach Karshul Adivadus. Who is he quoting? Who's Rabba quoting? Rava, but no surprise there. We know Machlokes Rabbanim Rava, we pass like Rava, except for Yalchagam. No surprises. In other words, there's no Gudasik. Rava rejected Gudasik. Now then you go back to Halachir Aleph, where the Rambam quotes. Not Arba Kundesim Arba Zavios, the four poles and the four corners. Arba Zavios Hagag, in the four corners of the roof. The Sikechal Gabon. You put the Schach over the top. He says, well, that's going to be kosher. Hol v'hasikoch al Sfas Hagag
kshera. Since the schach leans over the edge, it's kasher. The ro'ines ha-mechitzas ha-tachtonos, kihilu hein olos l'mala al-svas ha-sikuch. Why, says the Rambam? Why is it kasher al-svas agag? Because of? It's as though the walls go up. What do you call that? Gerasa. Now, the Reb Chaim asks the following delicate question. He says, one second. He says, where do I get this from? He says, if the Magen Mishnah and the Rosh are correct, if the Magen Mishnah and the Rosh are correct, this is what Reb Chaim says. You have to. You may like this kasha, you may not like this kasha. The Magen Mishnah and the Rosh and the Ran are correct, that where the Rambam came from is some alternative girsa, and there is no Ibaya Lahu. So then, when did the Gemara ever mention that good asik works? In other words, according to Rav Nachman, according to the careful Cheshbon, the Kasha is Cheshbon, the Teretz is Lamas. But he says, if you accept the Girsa of the Gaonim, so these two Gemaras are really unrelated to each other. If you accept the Girsa of the Gaonim,
so, and we pass the like Rav Nachman, that means Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachamim, they're talking about Yumdim. They're only talking about Emtzei Agag. They're only talking about soil. Right? Is there a question that Rabbi Yaakov has this massive Chiddush of Yumid, and then he adds on it, he even do the Chokikin Roman. He says, well, the according to Rav Nachman, it's Pashit that the Machlokas is Emtzei Agag, which means that the Tanoim are not litigating the question of good asik at all. That's not what they're talking about. It's unrelated. It's orthogonal. According to the Girsas HaGaonim, all that the Tanam are talking about is Emtzei Agag. Yaakov has an incredible Chiddush of Diomed, other Tanam rejected. Earlier, we had a Machlokas of Abaye Rava. Abaye Rava, we're actually talking about good asik. Abaye and Rava are actually talking about good passage. He says, I don't understand. According to the Girsa of the Gaonim, Rava wasn't really focused on the good asset question. He wasn't really dealing with it. I know you're going to tell me, yeah. So let me just finish out the kasha, then Snow Mamish is bothered, and Baruch Hashem Snow is bothered. I'm glad you're sensitive. The relay of Chaim presents it, as I said before, you might like the kasha, you might not like the kasha. But he says, Chaim says, I don't like the cheshbon of the Rambam, because according to Rambam's, towards this streamlined girsa, the first piece of Gemara talks about good asik, the second piece of Gemara ultimately is only talking about diomed. So the only discussion we have of good asik really is up top. So Luchora, we rejected Gerasik, we rejected Yomid down below, we rejected Gerasik up above. According to the Rambam's Girsa, there is no Ibaya within Rav Nachman. We're not really talking about Svas Agag. We're not getting into that. Which leads Rav Chaim to another way, to suggesting another way of looking at good Adam. Take a question in a moment, don't worry. It leads Rav Chaim to suggesting another way of looking at Gudasik. That perhaps we've been looking at Gudasik up until now in one way, and perhaps the Rambam would join the Ramban in looking at Gudasik a different way. Now, I want to hear from Yehuda and from Meir, and you're probably going to ask a very strong kasha against Rav Chaim's cheshbon. Why is this kasha such a detail? Which is a very good question. Absolutely. And which is why I said Meirosh, you might or might not like Rav Chaim's Kasha, but even if you don't like his Kasha, you'll like his Parash, which we'll talk about tomorrow. Because even if there's an easier way to deal with his Kasha over here, it's going to deal with his Parash, will deal with other things as well. So again, Rav Chaim's Kasha is, and finally it that remains, Rav Chaim's Cheshbon is, he says, look, once you told me that the Rambam is based on an alternative Girsa, so Tosfos was trying to figure out how's good asset work in the first half of Gemara, how's good asset work in the second half of Gemara. Yeah! That was because Tosas is working with the Abaya, where the Gemara is actually hashing out who the Asik was to Rav Nachman. But according to the Girsa of what's it called, according to the Girsa of the Rambam, Rav Nachman's whole focus is only on Emtza Hadad. According to Rav Nachman, the Brisa is only looking at Dilmit. That's a Dilmit discussion. We don't have a second discussion of Gerasik. The only discussion we have of Gerasik is Achimah. So we should just go with that. How come the Rambam is talking about Gerasik in the context of Svas Hadad? I'm glad to hang around for questions. I suspect your question will be, but there is one line in the Girsas HaGaonim, Svas HaGaga discussion.